Power and Praise, WGUN Atlanta, your Power and Praise station.
Show them the way that you feel.
They say
shower the people love with love.
You know the rain will fall.
Welcome to the Soulful Mind Radio program. I am Minister Jackie Kane. I'm filling in today for Dr. Ware. He's in Washington, D.C., celebrating his son becoming a priest. So we want to wish him well, him and his family. But I am here today, and I don't want you to leave me alone. I need you to call. If you have any comments or if you want to just chat with me a little bit, I am here live in the radio station here at WGUN. You can also reach us here every Friday. Dr. Ware has been doing a wonderful job. I've been hearing, and I'm so proud of him. But you can also go to the website at thesoulfulmind.com or right here at WGUNradio.com. Click Listen Live. But let me give you the phone number here in the station today. It's 770-491-7748. Again, 770-491-7748. If you'd like to chat with me today, Miss Jackie, I am here. Well, I just want to say I am so glad that you're listening in today, because this is an awesome day. I just was looking back at some of the notes Dr. Ware had laid some foundation on parenting, and we're just going to continue that today. But first of all, I want to start off in a prayer, because all of our hearts need to be open to listen to the word of what God has for us today. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you, Father God, with our praises this day, God, because you are truly an awesome God. Lord, we ask that you forgive us of all of our sins, Lord, because it is so important. We do not want anything to stand between you and us, Lord. We ask that you give us wisdom, guidance, and understanding to hear your word, to live your word, and to walk your word. We love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, let's jump into it today. Dr. Ware was mentioning to me that the topics he was talking about was parenting, and he laid some of the foundations of understanding our relationships. And this is such a wonderful topic for me personally, being a mom of four daughters, going from age 23 years of age all the way down to three. So I am so very excited that he's been touching on this topic, because as people of God, this is so important that we have a foundation, that we know how to raise our children in a godly manner so they are not scarred adults. And I've said that so many times on the show. A lot of adults have the problems that we have is because of our parenting from the past, our fathers and our forefathers, and the generations continue on. And God has given us such a wonderful gift that it is so important that we remember that parenting is such an awesome calling. If you notice, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth in Genesis 1:1, but it wasn't until the last day of creation, the sixth day, that God created man and placed him into a garden setting. If we want to learn how to raise healthy children, we must go back to the very beginning, back where the garden first started. We must go back to see how the Creator, God Himself, created us. And in Genesis 2:18, after God had created Adam and Eve, He said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet, a wife." In the following verses, the Bible tells us that God created Eve. And finally, we read that God created them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply." That's where parenting comes into play. And it's so important that we realize that if we don't set the correct foundations, we have a problem with our children being blessed in many of the ways they should be blessed while they're young, and not wait until they get to be adults and find Christ and then decide, hey, this is what I need to go to do to get to the next level in Christ. But again, I'm live here in the radio station today. I'd love to hear from you, your comments, your suggestions. I'm here at 770-491-7748, 770-491-7748. But let's get into this topic today, raising healthy children God's way. Again, Dr. Ware laid some great foundational work on last last week, and I was reading through some of his notes where he just simply laid out, he gave a demonstration of his children and getting angry one time and his son telling him it was okay, Dad. And he went over how to judge whether one's helper is helping, you know, and, you know, basically learning and relearning and teaching and being focused on what needs to be done in a household and all that good stuff. And I just simply want to just try to jump on that and piggyback on what he was saying. But raising children God's way is such an important topic. I have, let's see, generations of experience because of my 23-year-old who is, you know, an adult now. But yet she still comes to me about some things. And I think back in my mind, wow, I should have done that differently in her life so that she wouldn't be confused in this area. So she's kind of like, she was my experiment, as so to speak, because you're not, when they come out of the womb, you get them. And I found Christ in later in my life. I guess she was about, had been in church all my life. And a lot of you can, you know, sing hallelujah to that. Been in church all of my life. But getting to a point where I was really into Christ became when in my early 20s. So when I became a mother, I was still trying to find my way and also trying to find my relationship with Christ. So she was the experiment child where she got to see some things in my life that was not a good thing and some examples that were not good examples. But the good thing about today's day, everything is right at your fingertips. If you're needing to find out anything about the Word of God, there are so many online Bibles that will break down topics for you that you will be able to know how to handle a situation with your children. And today, you know, unlike when I was coming along being a first-time parent, there was grandmothers and neighbors. Everybody was a part of the family and was a part of the generations of kids coming up in the neighborhood. Everybody knew everybody. And unfortunately, today, my family, we've been living in a neighborhood now. I would say we've been there 3.5 years. And it's a, you know, 97 homes, which is not too big. But your immediate neighbors, you see them, you, hi, how you doing? And you wave and you go on. But see, back in the day when kids were coming along, everyone knew you. Everyone had their eyes on you. And you know, I don't know about you, but we could play outside all night long. But when the street light came on, we better be in front of that door. You know what I'm saying? And it was just awesome how the family was so tied together. And today, it's kids are have so much they have to deal with. It's so unfortunate today that they have to deal with so many different issues being so young, and it's so hard on them. And if you've experienced some of those same things you'd like to share with us today on the air. Again, I'm here, 770-491-7748, 770-491-7748. But to get back to the topic, if you go to Proverbs 22:6, this is where it all begins, Proverbs 22:6. And it says, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. That's awesome. I mean, the Word of God just tells us you train them, you start them off young. And I'm seeing with the two younger kids that my husband and I have, you know, it's so amazing how bright kids are today. But if you have a particular way that you are training them, they may get to be an adult, just like my oldest daughter, my 17-year-old, and do things a little bit differently. But when the rubber hit the road, as we would say in the past when I was a little bit younger, they will remember that Christ is the only answer. When something happens in your life, they know without a shadow of doubt that Christ is the answer. And the reason why they know this is because they have seen me and my husband on our knees praying. They have seen family crisis come up. And the first thing we do is grab hands and go before the Lord and ask the Lord to show us where we need to go in a situation. And it's so important. If your kids only see a glorified you on Sunday, then you have a problem. You're on your way to causing your children to be scarred adults. And you don't want that to happen because, you know, you're one person in church on Sunday and you're someone totally different the rest of the week, and it's totally confusing to a child. So that's why I say train them up, start them off. In Proverbs, it says, in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't turn from it. And it's so true. They may look away and try to try some things out there, but they won't turn from it. And that's what the message is trying, the Lord is telling us here. And it says, train and guide the child with consistent practice. And that's my first point today. If you are consistent in the way you are training and talking to your children, I mean, children want to have consistency in their lives. They do not want to bounce from here to there. I have, you know, today we're this way and tomorrow we're another way. Children need to have you to be consistent in every area of their lives, and they need you to be real with them. I mean, I'm real with my children. If I feel a little intense about a situation, I'm not afraid to say, Mommy's a little concerned about that. If I feel happy or if I feel sad, they've seen me cry before, and they say, why are you crying? And I explain it to them, because it's okay to be real with your children, and don't train them to be machines or something that's not godly. I mean, Christ is a perfect example for our lives. I mean, he had emotions. He, you know, all miracles he performed, what it said, he had compassion upon them and healed them. I mean, you have to not be the kind of parent or the kind of person in a child's life where it's just all they see is a discipline all the time and not the balance. So we must train them. We must take action, and practice is the goal. Training is not effective unless it's developing a change in the action. If you're doing something in your household with your family and if you're not seeing a result, then you need to take a look and see what's going on, why that's not working. And I found this out early on with my four daughters. They are all girls, but their personalities are all different. It's somewhere, I don't know how my husband deal with it sometimes. It's like a whirlwind. You know, you have them doing, you know, one may be emotional at this time for the simplest thing, you know, like I can't find my other shoe. Then you have one that may be having peer pressure and dealing with, you know, why we said no, they couldn't go to a particular event. And then you have the baby who's wanting you to sit and hold her. I mean, it's just so many different kinds of personalities going on. So sometimes you have to try different things in your family when you're training and trying to guide and lead your children to a different way. And I've said this on the air before when Dr. Ware, if you have to know each child individually. One thing may not work with one kid that it works with the other. And again, I'm here if you want to call me and you have an example of that. I'd love to hear from you, 770-491-7748. But all kids are different. And we're going to talk a little bit more about personalities on down, but I want to stay on point here. Actions are its method. Words supported by actions are ineffective. I mean, you have to have the words and you have to show it too. If you have the words but you're not showing any action with what you're saying, and you know, we've all been there, quote unquote, do as I say and not as I do, or quote unquote, because I said so. That just does not work in a lot of, you know, times today with kids today, because they're influenced by so many things. Let your foundation be the Word of God. Be a little bit more relaxed when you're talking to your child. Don't try to be the person that's always standing over, you know, I'm going to discipline you, do what I say, and let that be it. You know, children are so intelligent. Children, I mean, they recognize things. And my five-year-old said the other night to my husband and I, and I was just so shocked to hear her say that she's only five. And she said, why are step-parents so mean to their kids? And I asked her, I said, why do you say that, honey? And she couldn't give me a answer. I was trying to say, well, is it you get this from one of your friends, or, you know, what's happening? And she said she saw on TV where the step parents on this little show with the two little twin girls was real mean, and all step parents are that way. And I had to explain to her, no, honey, this is TV. Let's pray and hope that, you know, people are not treating their children that way. But, you know, sometimes you can just be a parent and not treating your child correctly. Some kids can handle hard discipline and some can't. I remember being about 12 years old and my dad took me to visit with my sister in Illinois. And it was so amazing that he dropped us off and you know, and I was standing in the corner like, oh, here we go again. And I heard him tell my older sister, he said, well, you know what? She's very delicate. You can't scream and holler at her. If you wanted to get to do something, you just have to talk to her. That one you can't scream at. And I will never forget that day because my dad got it. He got it. He would be mean and scream and holler, but when it came to me, I would get so emotional that I would just fall apart when he would just scream at me. But when he would talk to me, I got it. And you have different children. You may have to raise your voice just a little to get their attention. And then someone else in your household, you may just have to just tell them because they understand and they get it. So we have to, these are things that we have to look at when we're training our children in the way they should go. Also being persistent. Oh my goodness, this is a topic we could stay on forever. Just being persistent in training. Let's go to Proverbs 20:11. I want to read that before I get too far into it. It said, even a child is known by his actions and whether his conduct is pure and right. Even a child is known by his actions. If you are persistent and consistent with children, their actions will start being more of a godly action. You know, I've been in grocery stores before, and moms and dads, I know you feel this so wonderfully. I mean, I see children just cutting up in the grocery store in the middle of the aisle because mom or dad said they can't have something. And I just look and I shake my head and I think to myself, this is where persistence and consistency is important in a child's life, because if they are denied things in private, when they are denied them in public, they will know how to act. I mean, it's just as simple as that. If you deny them in private and you stick to it and you are consistent and persistent about it, when they get in public and they hear the word no, because we don't need that particular cereal, they will get it. They will get it. But you cannot compromise and let them have everything they want at home, when they want it, how they want it, and expect them to act a certain way when you are in public. It's just not going to work. Children are very intelligent, and they are very smart when it comes down to knowing how to get their way and, you know, how to manipulate you as an adult. So you have to be consistent and persistent. Training requires you to be consistent, not responding to every offense. Oh my goodness. Children will let you, I mean, the Lord say you spare the rod, you spoil the child. You have to make sure that you are consistent, and every time they react over an offense, you need to realize this is something you need to take control of the situation and sit and talk with them. Not controlled by emotions. Now, I have a kid in my household who is totally emotional. Matter of fact, it's so funny. At her kindergarten graduation, all the kids were getting certificates, what they, you know, the future president, the future attorney, the future doctor. You know what my child got? And it's hilarious. Future actress. No kidding. She received the award for future actress. And my husband and I looked at each other at that graduation and we laughed so hard because we were like, oh my goodness, she is so emotional and reactional about everything. I mean, if she can make a reaction out of not tying her shoes the correct way. So with her, we have to be a little bit more forceful at, okay, the world is not kind. Christ said we are of this world. We're in this world, but not of this world. So you're going to have to learn how to not react to everything that's negative in your life. And it's very difficult for a person that's born emotional. You know, you have to teach them, honey, we're not going to react. And she spent the night with my sister weekend before last, and it was so wonderful that she would react negatively about a situation, and my sister would say, Christiana, you're not crying, right? And she would say, no. And my sister would have her come over and she would give her a hug and say, see, that's a big girl. You're not crying about everything. And it was so wonderful for me to see her trying to enforce the same things that we're trying to enforce at home, because she realizes that, you know, kids, it takes all of us to raise children. It takes everybody in the family. It takes aunties and uncles and cousins and nieces nieces and nephews. It takes grandmas and grandpas. It takes everybody to help raise a child. And especially, you know, when your children are around other people and they see you being consistent and persistent in their lives, they take that same habit. So when they're in other places, they do the same thing instead of getting in a corner and talking about you and your family. Oh, that's such a bad child. No, your job as a family member is to help the family be consistent and persistent on raising a child in a godly manner and not playing parents off of another. This is the third tip when I have regarding being consistent, not playing parents off of one another. See, God said a house divided cannot stand. If you have a household that's divided, it can't stand. That means that if the father is doing one thing and the mother is doing a different thing, and the children are in the middle and they're seeing this, what is happening is that the father and the mother is bringing division. The child will bring division. So the whole household is in turmoil all the time. You have to be 101. All the decisions, they have to see that you are a team. Mom and dad are a team. We are a team. We're working together. And if you're a single parent, this is something you really have to, you know that they know you are in control at all times. You may not have a spouse there with you, but you are in control at all times. And it's even more difficult for single parents. And at our church, we're trying to get together and do a single parents ministry. And I will be doing a conference coming up in July. And I'll come on with Dr. Ware and let you guys know exactly when. But a whole household, organizing and putting the whole household in order. And single parents, you have to start with yourself. Because your children, your example is all that they see. They cannot play off the other person. They playing totally off of what you do say and how you do it and how you say it. So it is so very important that you put your heels in and be consistent and persistent in all things and just have that way time for yourself so that you're not so stressed out so you can be the parent that you need to be for your child. Because I'm telling you, the world will eat them alive if you don't set the ground rules in your household and be consistent. And you know, being consistent is way more important than being severe about a situation. Trust me, the word of God says that you can't be fast to anger. You just cannot be fast to anger. And sometimes it's very difficult when you're the woes of the world, you're out, you're trying to, you know, make a living for your family, and, you know, you're not consistent and persistent in the way your rules of your household or how your children are being brought up. But the word of God says that you got to be slow to anger. The only way you can do this is through constant prayer and wholeness from the Lord and getting some rest. Simple rest will heal an entire family. Moms, dad, get away, get a little bit of rest. Have that time away once a month where you can just free yourself, where you can, you know, relax. And my husband and I, we're so guilty of this. And we were just talking last night that we have to go back to our daytime where we have our dates together away from the family so that we can be rejuvenated and be in a position where we are relaxed and we can be better parents and not let spill milk, so to speak, quote unquote, cause havoc in the whole house for the afternoon. And that happens because parents are overwhelmed and exhausted. And it's so important that we be consistent and persistent. And seeing God, seeing good defines the evil. If you go to Isaiah 7:15, you see they got to see good in your life. They got to see good around them. Teach them the balance of good and evil. I mean, teach them simple things. You know, my little girl brought home a little bear the other day, and I guess it's something they did in school where one of the little paws had thank you, the other had I'm sorry, the other had please, and the other one had something else I can't remember. And she said they were learning about manners in school. And I'm like, you know, that is so awesome that schools are trying to reinforce this. But you know what? Parents, you got to reinforce it more so than anybody. When I take my children somewhere with me, they sit still. And it's not because I'm cruel and mean to them. They sit still because we have taught them at home there's still time. And when you go out in public, you must respect people around you, and you must be in a position where, you know, you are aware that no one wants to see rude behavior. No one. That's being consistent and persistent. And if it started at home, you don't have to worry about going out in public. I take them to work with me sometimes, and it's so funny. Everybody said, wow, we didn't even know they were here with you. You better not know they're here with me, because they'll get it later, because you have to teach them to be persistent and consistent in their behavior, in their environment, and realize there are people around them that they need to learn to respect. And, you know, training is prevention, it's not a cure. Don't wait until the problem is totally out of control before you decide to do something about the behavior of your family. I mean, don't wait till it's out of control. Oh, she'll get over it. She's just three. She's just one. He's just two. He'll get over it. He'll grow out of it. Let me tell you, kids' little minds are like little sponges, and what they absorb, they maintain. They will maintain. If you don't handle it now, what happens is they grow older and you're like, oh, they'll grow over, and it becomes a big monster. And then they get 10, 11, and you have this permanent problem in their lives because they're fixed in who they are and what they want to do, they think. So you handle it now. I remember being young and my grandmother would be having a conversation in the kitchen with some friends or whatever. And she would say, adults are talking, leave the room. And I thought that was so mean. And now I understand, because kids hear and absorb everything that you say and do. So in other words, what she was saying is, we're talking about stuff we don't want you to know about. You don't need to hear, and you definitely don't need to react and become. So leave the room. And now I understand that kind of thing. What she was saying was, go and be a child, and the adults are having conversations here. So you have to be careful with that. Show them that they can do right. I mean, just show them what happens when you make good decisions, what happens when you don't make good decisions, and give them some of your life examples. And I tell my children, if I have to go back and relive, and I tell them point by point things that I would change, that I did do, that I should have done. And they understand. And it's so, they think, you know, it's cool that mom and dad can talk about their faults, decisions that they made that were wrong, and still, you know, be mom and dad. It's, you know, I don't condemn them when they do something wrong. First offense, we sit and talk about it. When it gets to be the second offense, then we have a problem and we have to sit down and we have to say, okay, this is not good behavior and we need to change it. And it says, don't hope the problem will go away. It's just a stage. Again, don't do that. Start young. If you see a bad habit while they're younger, you know, start there and work your way up. There is much power in turning to God early. They need to seek God early. Proverbs 8:17. They need to seek God early. They need to be trained before days of bad come. Because as long as you're living on this earth, you're going to be challenged with things. So it's so important that your children are trained to seek God early, so that when things come, it can be a test that they could pass quickly, or it could be a situation where it continues in their lives cycle after cycle. Why do I continue to go through the same thing in my life? It's because you got to go back and say, okay, Lord, what's the message here? Give me the message. Let me pass the test. Let me add this test as a testimony, and let me move on to the next thing. But when we don't do that, we end up leading our children into the same old, same old. If they have the issues at 12 and you're not training them how to give it to God and seek the word for your answer, they're going to have it at 49. They're going to have it at 50, and they're going to have it at 60, unfortunately. Because what's engrafted in us that's not changed will become a habit. And when it becomes a habit, it becomes a life. And you don't want it to become a life. So this is Jacqueline Kane. I'm so glad that you guys had me here with you today. Again, the notes that I went over today, we're going to have that available on the website, thesoulfulmind.com. And I just want to remind you that if you train a child in the way he should go or she should go, when they get old, they will not turn from it. Because God says that it is our job to create Christians, not to create just people. But Christians, because they are our future, and they are the ones that's going to keep this word spread throughout the world. We love you. We thank you. God bless you. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at thesoulfulmind.com, and we'd get back with you, because we are here to help you as the Lord helps us. God bless you. Have a good week. ¶¶
Tune in to Soulful Mind every Friday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. right here on WGUN 1010 AM Atlanta.
Do you want more exposure for your church or organization? Call WGUN 1010 AM at 77.